So go ahead and settle into your body posture. Knowing that you are sitting in the present moment. When working with difficult emotions, sometimes actually it's really helpful to just check the attitude of the mind. Is it a receptive, receiving, or is it resistance? Is resisting the experience? Now let's say anger arises and there is this resistance of feeling anger. The object that we are meeting is resistance. And it's really helpful to see if we can incline the mind towards kindness and see if we can notice the body sensations of resistance. Can we be curious about it? Is it any tension in the body? If we notice that we're resistant to resistant, it's really skillful to move away your attention to your anchor, which is meant to be neutral. Some other times we can just explore a little bit of how resistance feels like without trying to control or manipulate. You feel the tension, tightness, perhaps heat or textures. Just a little bit. Move away your attention again to the anchor. And this is like a little dance that we're learning. It's a movement between anchoring and exploration. We taste the resistance directly as body sensations. Just a little bit and back to the anchor. stabilize, rest. At other times, mindfulness may be strong, there is energy. The mind is allowing, receptive. We can meet an emotion, a strong emotion, a difficult emotion, just as it is. It's just sadness, it's just anger. By feeling the corresponding sensations, the corresponding body sensations, without being identified with experience.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.